Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, William T. Stern. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that dives deep into the vast ocean of knowledge known as Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're turning the pages of history to explore the life of a man who was a giant in the field of botany, William T. Stern. He was a botanist extraordinaire, an author, and a teacher whose impact on plant taxonomy and botanical literature has left an enduring legacy. Imagine, if you will, being so passionate about plants that your work becomes the gold standard for botanical nomenclature, the formal system of naming plants. That's exactly what William T. Stern achieved. Born on April 16, 1911, in Cambridge, England, Stern grew up in a time of great scientific exploration and discovery. Now I wonder, what were you fascinated by as a child? Did you have a love for nature, for the uncharted parts of the world? Or maybe the intricate life of the garden? Stern's early fascination with nature led him to a career that would span over six decades. He was essentially self-taught, which is pretty incredible when you consider the breadth of his accomplishments. Without the benefit of a university education in his early years, Stern's knowledge came from books, specimens, and the natural world around him. In today's world of higher education and online courses at our fingertips, it's really something to admire. It goes to show that dedication and a thirst for knowledge can take you a long way. What do you think? Have you ever followed a passion to the point where it became your career, even without formal training? Stern's career officially began when he joined the staff of the British Museum's Department of Botany in 1933. This was the launching pad that would see him become a towering figure in the scientific community. Over the next several decades, Stern left his mark on taxonomy, the science of naming, defining, and classifying groups of biological organisms. His work was immensely detailed and prolific, contributing to major taxonomic references in botanical literature. Perhaps one of his most significant contributions was his book Botanical Latin, first published in 1966. Now I know what you're thinking. Latin, isn't that a language for scholars and bygone academics? But in the botanical world, Latin is the universal language, ensuring that anyone, regardless of their mother tongue, can understand the intricacies of plant species. Stern's book is an essential reference that helped standardize the language used in describing plants, making it easier for botanists around the globe to communicate. Have you ever considered the importance of a common language in your field or hobbies? It's kind of like having the Rosetta Stone for flowers, ferns, and forests, a tool that unlocks a clearer understanding among enthusiasts and experts alike. Stern didn't just sit in his ivory tower either. He was a true man of the people, dedicating time to teach others. He lectured at the University of Cambridge and inspired countless students with his fervor for flora. How important do you think it is for experts to pass on their knowledge to the next generation? Can you think of a teacher or mentor who ignited a passion in you? William T. Stern was honored with various awards throughout his life, and rightly so. He received the Linnean Medal of the Linnean Society of London and the Veitch Memorial Medal of the Royal Horticultural Society, among many others. His achievements were recognized because they enriched not only the scientific community, but also the wider world, bridging gaps between amateur gardeners and seasoned botanists. Now, you might be wondering how Stern's work affects our lives today. Well, consider this. Whenever you look up a plant, you're likely using the classification system and language that he helped refine. Whether you're a weekend gardener deciding on the next addition to your flower bed, or a hiker marveling at the diversity of the forest, William T. Stern's influence reaches you. Stern passed away on May 9, 2001, but he left behind a greener and more connected world. His legacy is not just in the pages of his books or the halls of the British Museum, but in the links between people, plants, and our planet. Now let's take a moment to think about our own lives. We live in a time where so much is at our fingertips, yet the world doesn't seem any less mysterious or wonderful. How are you contributing to the tapestry of knowledge and understanding in your own way? How will your passions shape the world for future generations? As we close the chapter on today's episode, I invite you to take a leaf out of William T. Stern's book, quite literally if you can. Grab a copy of Botanical Latin, step into your garden, or take a hike into nature. Look at the world through the lens of a man who spent his life understanding it at a time when things were not as easily discoverable. Share your stories of passion and discovery with us. We'd love to hear how knowledge has shaped your world. Thank you for joining me on Wikipedia as we delved into the life and work of William T. Stern. Until next time, keep your curiosity thriving and your mind exploring. Remember, every page on Wikipedia has a story, and we're just scratching the surface. If you're intrigued by today's topic and want to learn more, dive into the article, and perhaps you too will leave your mark on the world, one plant at a time.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, William T. Stern. Thanks for listening. See you next time.